coming up.
Are you ready for Black Friday? Is anyone really? Well, ready or not, about 91 million Americans are set to purchase all things tech between the Monday before Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. We have the deals to look out for this Black Friday coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you plan on shopping for technology this holiday weekend, that makes about 91 million of you. Those are the projections according to the Consumer Technology Association. But before you run out and elbow your way past all those other consumers, you should know that Black Friday isn't necessarily the best day of the year for every type of tech deal. Don't worry, we're here to walk you through everything you need to know with a little help from MarketWatch reporter Maria Lamagna, who joins us right now. Hey, Maria.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, electronics on Black Friday, it's obviously a huge day for any kind of product out there. Let's break down what people are really going to be after this Black Friday. Let's start with TV.
Sure. So, the experts that I spoke with said that if you are looking for a TV on Black Friday, it actually makes sense to look for those that are 49 inches and smaller. If you are just looking for a low-cost television, Black Friday is a great time to go for it. But if you are waiting for ones with better features, you're a little bit more specific in what you're looking for, it actually makes sense to wait until a little bit before the Super Bowl when deals on TVs are much better than they are for Black Friday. Yeah.
I think that a lot of people would be actually surprised about that because that seems like the biggest day ever.
Right. It does. But I think... what's important to remember is those are so crazy, too. You know, you're going into the store trying to fight people for your product. So I think
right.
if you're looking for something really in particular, it makes sense to go. I think Super Bowl time will be less busy, too, which is another added benefit.
That's good to know. I will mark that down because I'm due for a new TV.
Yeah. Wait a little bit if you can.
Okay. I was a little desperate, but I'm going to hold off. Now, I think probably one of the biggest, gadget item is obviously tablets and laptops.
Yes.
What's the deal there? How should we circumnavigate that whole game?
Right. So tablets are another good thing to look for Black Friday. The only caveat to that is that an even better time can be during back-to-school shopping time, especially if you have a student or someone that can take advantage of a student discount, then waiting until then makes sense. But yes, there will be a lot of good deals on tablets, so that is a good thing to look out for. Also, Chromebooks are a good thing to shop for on Black Friday because there are some that are extremely low cost right now, like less than $100, and those are likely to sell out. So those are a good thing to focus on for Black Friday sales.
And what I'm hearing about a lot in terms of just pre-holiday spending, gamers out there, they need their new toys and their new consoles. What's the best get there and how should we go about that?
Sure. So the experts I talked to for the story said that what you should look out for right now is bundling. There are different deals where a specific game is packaged with the console itself, and you can get a great deal on the combined bundle. So there is one right now in particular that is being bundled with a Lego Movie video game at Best Buy, and it's reduced to $500 from $730. So that's one if you want the Lego game to specifically look out for. There are other times of the year when there are good coupon deals. Even closer to Christmas, you should look out for coupons on game consoles. One of the experts I talked to said December 16th specifically is a good day to look for coupons for video games. Black Friday is a good time to look for game consoles for sure.
And one gadget that probably has seen better days in terms of being a hot commodity is the digital camera.
Yes.
But I hear it's making kind of a comeback. What's the deal there? What can we get for our
money? So this is kind of an under-the-radar deal. I think not as many people are going to be storming the stores for a digital camera as some of these other items. So I think if you can just focus on going for that instead of getting in these huge lines and these fights for these other items, a digital camera is a great thing to look for because there will be some great Black Friday deals. There's one specifically at Best Buy that is a Canon PowerShot reduced from $350. That's now $250. So look for that at Best Buy. And I think there will be a pretty good selection of other digital cameras as well. So Black Friday, that's a go time for digital cameras for sure.
And what can we expect this year in terms of, the people that are going to be out there? Like, is it going to be anticipate it being a big holiday spending weekend?
It is. I mean, I've seen some mixed things. I think depending on who you talk to, you'll probably hear something a little bit different. Of course, you know, the economy isn't fully recovered, so we're not going to see as many people as were out at one time. Right. But I think this will be a pretty big year for it. So, yeah, I think especially this year, the what's making somewhat of a difference is Star Wars mania. There's a lot of people that are really excited about Star Wars and are specifically going for those toys. So I think if Star Wars is on your list in any capacity, even with electronics, there are different Star Wars electronic. There's decorations, like Christmas tree type decorations that will be collectibles. So I think, yeah, if you have specific things that you're going for, you definitely should expect to see big crowds.
I had a feeling. Maria LaMagna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you heard it here first. Maybe. Hopefully. Those are the Black Friday deals you can look out for and skip this holiday season. And that'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcast. You can find all of our podcasts there from all of our shows. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at wsjpodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.